All right, welcome back, everyone. We're diving deep today into sports psychology.
Ooh, interesting.
And I think this is going to be really fascinating, right?
Yeah.
Because we spend so much time talking about training and you know, getting in shape and all this other stuff.
The physical, yeah.
But what about the mental game?
Absolutely.
Right. And, you know, we've got this great material from Davenport Psychology.
Okay.
And they're based in Florida, but it's really applicable, I think, to anyone who's trying to improve, right?
Yeah.
Whether it's sports or even just, you know, life in general.
Yeah. No, I think that's a really good point. It's, you know, we often focus on the physical aspects of performance, but the mental side is just as crucial, you know?
Absolutely.
It can really make or break you.
And it's not just about, like, you know, being positive, right? Like, there's actual science behind this stuff.
Exactly. Like, there are actual techniques and strategies that you can learn to train your mind for peak performance, you know?
Okay. So, like, what kind of things are we talking about here?
Well, one of the big ones is self-talk.
Okay.
You know that voice we all have in our heads?
Yeah.
It can be our best friend or our worst enemy, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And learning to recognize and reframe negative self-talk, that's huge.
Okay, so like instead of saying I can't do this, what would you say?
Right, exactly. Instead of I can't do this, it's like I'm going to give this my all, or I'm going to focus on the next step, you know?
Yeah.
It's about shifting that inner dialogue to something more positive and constructive.
Right. So it's like being your own coach, but a really good coach.
Exactly. Like you're training your inner coach to be supportive and encouraging.
I like that.
You know, rather than that negative voice that can really hold you back.
Yeah.
And there's research to back this up. You know, there was this study where they had basketball players visualize their free throws. And the group who visualized actually performed significantly better than the control group.
That's amazing.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, it really shows that mind-body connection.
Right? Absolutely. Like, just imagining yourself succeeding can actually improve your physical performance.
Mm.
And then there's goal setting, you know?
Oh, yeah. Goals are important.
It's not just about having some vague idea of what you want to achieve. It's about breaking down big goals into smaller, more manageable steps, you know?
Okay, so, like, instead of saying, I want to get in shape, you would say.
Right. Instead of just get in shape, it's like, okay, I'm going to run for 30 minutes three times a week, or I'm going to strength train twice a week, you know?
Yeah.
Specific, measurable, achievable
goals
that you can actually track and see your progress.
That makes a lot of sense.
And that sense of accomplishment from hitting those smaller goals, that can really fuel your motivation and keep you moving forward, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, this all makes sense, I think, when things are going well.
Right.
But what about when you hit a setback?
You
know, like, how do you bounce back from a tough loss or just like a disappointing performance?
Yeah, that's where resilience comes in.
Right.
And that's another area where sports psychology can be super helpful. A sports psychologist can teach you strategies for coping with those setbacks, reframing them as learning experiences, you know, and coming back stronger.
So it's not just about, like, you know, getting over it. It's about actually learning from it.
Exactly. It's about using those setbacks to grow and improve. You know, I remember when I was training for a marathon, I hit this mental wall around mile 20 every time.
Oh, yeah.
And I started using visualization and positive self-talk, and it made a world of difference. I was able to push through that wall and finish the race strong.
Wow, that's a great example.
You know, it's really about applying these techniques to real life situations.
And you know, what I thought was interesting is that this isn't just for elite athletes, right?
Absolutely not. This is for anyone, you know, regardless of your skill level, everyone can benefit from understanding how their mind influences their performance.
So true.
Think about it. We all face challenges, right?
Yeah.
Whether it's a tough workout, a presentation at work, even just trying to stick to a healthy eating plan.
It's all mental,
well,
right?
A lot of it is, yeah.
Like getting yourself to do the thing.
Exactly.
And so Davenport Psychology, they seem to be doing some really cool work with this.
Oh, they are, yeah.
And they have a great team, right?
Mm-hmm.
Led by Dr. Carrie Downs.
Yes. She's amazing.
And she is a licensed psychologist, but she's also a former Division I college basketball player at Dartmouth.
That's right.
So she knows what it's like to be in the game.
Yeah, she gets it, you know?
Yeah.
She's been there. She's faced those pressures.
That's going to be so valuable.
Absolutely. It's not just theoretical for her.
Yeah.
She's lived it.
And they're based in Florida, like we said.
Right.
But even if you're not local, I think the key takeaway here is that
Right.
investing in your mental game is just as important as training your physical skills.
Yeah, absolutely. Couldn't agree more.
It's all connected.
It's all part of the same package.
So as we wrap up our deep dive today into sports psychology, here's a question for you to consider.
Okay.
How can you apply these principles to other areas of your life? Your work, your relationships, even just like tackling everyday challenges.
That's a good question.
Right.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I think that's something we all need to think about more.
Yeah,
How could
absolutely.
we use these tools to improve our lives in all areas?
Yeah, let us know what you think. And until next time, keep pushing your limits,
Yes.
both physically and mentally. We'll
Absolute.
see you next time.
See you later.